second day here of practice. First day, you get the players with the pads on, and I know you've had your morning session here this morning, but through the first three practices, how have you felt that the kids have come out and played or practiced?
Oh, it's kind of been a mixture a little bit. The first practice, great effort, but not much communication by our seniors, and kind of they were pretty low key on that. And then in the afternoon they came out, and you know, our morning's our big conditioning practice, so you know, that could have been part of it too, but come out in the afternoon, they're a little more vocal. But they were dragging just a little bit as far as the whole group, not just the seniors. And then this morning, you know, we're back. We got shoulder pads on, but we actually did some of our conditioning without for the first 40 minutes or so, then put the shoulder pads on. It was much better, though. They were more talkative from the start, a little more motivating for each other during the county fair, we call it, with different stations. And then when we put the shoulder pads on, they got a little more excited, even though we weren't, you know, we're not going full speed and taking anybody to the ground. It's just part of it's, you know, acclimating to the pads and getting used to carrying them. And we've got those tackling rings this year, and we'll tackle those. And with the shoulder pads on, a little bit of adjustment there for them, and just carrying those pads around. And we did a little, you know, I wouldn't call it a scrimmage, a little offensive work against hand shields and the guys with the shoulder pads on. And it's called thud drill, you know, in the Acacia handbook, where nobody's going to the ground and we're not really getting a wrap, getting a real quick whistle, but moving around a little bit better. So, you know, it's progressed a little bit each day, and probably hopefully will continue to.
Do you see maybe the excitement a little bit more once they're able to put on the pads there, maybe just compared to maybe just helmets only?
Usually you see that. You know, the old rules, when you had to go 3 days with no pads and all of a sudden you throw them on and it's time to get after it and everybody's excited then. Well, older guys are excited, younger guys are probably worried about, are the older guys going to kill us, you know, but we never put them against each other. So, you know, it's kind of changed with this slower progression up. So, you know, we may not have that one day of great excitement, but I imagine Friday when we go full pads, you know, after school, they'll be pretty pumped, even though they don't really know it, but we won't just go out and do Oklahoma drill for an hour or anything like that, you know. So it'll be more of the same stuff, but just full pads. And then we'll have our Saturday morning scrimmage, which, you know, will obviously be live, but kind of short.
Well, as you take a look, of course, you had your football camp there in mid-July. You had the time off. I know some of the kids did some 7-on-7 in between there. Have you seen maybe even some of the drills and routines improve from July to the first couple of days here?
You know, we had camp there 1st of July, and then it's that they wanted to play 7-on-7 quite a bit after that, a couple of days a week, and then the week we had off from weights that they're supposed to be resting, they called me every night and wanted to play 7-on-7 or wanted me to open the weight room. And then the next week they're calling Coach Rich. I think they even I was out of town one night and Coach Rich was out of town. They called Mr. McCormick and he let him in the weight room. So, you know, we've got a pretty good group of guys that are just wanting to stay active all the time. And probably the biggest difference, first part of camp, we looked really kind of rusty. You actually kind of retain things pretty well as far as what we were doing, but looked pretty rusty, you know, throwing and catching. Because, you know, we've always, with Coach O'Neill here in football and basketball, June's kind of been the month to focus on basketball. And then we hit July, we start to kind of turn our focus to football. So, you know, we really don't pick one up a lot in June. We're not out there running practices every day and running through plays like some other schools do every day after weights. And I don't want to, and I don't want them to. I want them to get a break. But so if we hit July with camp, then it kind of progressed from there, and they got a little more excited. And, yeah, I think the throwing and catching parts improved as we've gone along. You know, Bo missed 2 weeks from the captain's practice in 7-on-7 when he went to Kanakuk, I think it's what it's called there in Missouri, and he and one of our freshmen were there, and, you know, we want him to go there too because that's pretty important. Mm-hmm. And so when he came back, you know, the first day of practice, a little rusty again, throwing the ball around. But, you know, Monday evening and Monday late afternoon, wasn't throwing real well, came back this morning throwing real well. So I think every day he throws, he's just going to be throwing a little bit better, so.
Well, it's nice you turn starting quarterback and also some starting skill players, just two offensive line. And defense, you got a lot of those players back as well from a pretty successful run last year. But it's a whole new game. You're at 4A Division II, up from 3A, first time in 11 years. You'll be playing in a different classification. So you beefed up your schedule. Talk about this schedule you have. It starts off with 4A Division I Hayes High. It had been 5A before. Run into Wellington week 6, of course, with all the other league schools, and also a new school you've never played before in Concordia. It's a pretty tough schedule this year.
Yeah, to start off with, you know, as far as the personnel, we got a lot of guys back on defense, but we lost some pretty important parts. I would say our two leading tacklers, you know, Cooper and Abe probably in there, and then Wyatt with his injury didn't play all year long, but a very good linebacker also. You know, we lost we lost some pretty darn good players in Drake at corner. I mean, very athletic corner out there. So, you know, we've got to replace some pretty important guys. The nice thing is with those guys coming back, a good chunk of them, you know, that hopefully it'll, you know, they'll gel as a unit pretty well as we get going. We may not have a dominating guy like Cooper making 120 tackles or whatever he made, but if we do, that's fine also. You know, schedule-wise, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, Hayes had a kind of a down year last year, new coach last year, second year with him. They're going to be more into his system. They're going to be better. I do know they have a pretty good-sized defensive end that was pretty athletic and listed on some preseason stuff. You know, so they're going to be tougher than they were last year. So it'll be a tough game for us starting out. And then we get to go to Holcomb. I think our entire league is going to be up, you know, from what they were last year. And so, I mean, the whole league schedule all the way through and two of them into districts is going to be tough. And Concordia, I don't really know a lot about them at the moment. Since we play them so late, we won't worry too much until we get closer and see how they're doing through the year. But they do have to come to us because we got that long road game in week six to Wellington, who has a new coach also. So, you know, it's a tough schedule. 4A Division II, I don't know if you could say it's tougher than 3A. There's half the teams, but there's tough teams in both. So, you know, we got to be ready to play. And we get into the playoff scheme, it doesn't matter what round it is. If we can get into the playoffs, district games, into the playoffs, we got to be playing pretty well. So, you know, I think always a key for probably every high school team every year is staying healthy. Mm-hmm. We got to keep some guys healthy, and, you know, possibly the new state rules last year and then we have again this year might actually benefit some of that because of the limiting on contact. So that could work in our favor, you know. And I wouldn't say that we've really done anything a lot different than the new rules say in the past 10 years anyway, but, you know, it's kind of got more incentive and more focus on keeping your kids healthy.